Police in Regina are advising motorists to use caution as Walking with Our Angels makes its way through the city. A group of walkers led by Tristan DeRocher and Christopher Morasti is making its way to the legislative building. They're accompanied by a police escort. They started walking in Air Ronge on July 2nd to raise awareness about suicide in the north. When they arrive at the legislative grounds, DeRocher says he'll begin a hunger strike. Regina police are reminding motorists to be aware of the event and to choose an alternate route if necessary. Motorists entering and leaving the Sweetgrass First Nation will have their information collected from check stop staff. It's one of the measures being taken as the First Nation deals with active COVID-19 cases. The First Nation identified two new cases this week on Monday. It has recommended testing for everyone immediately and for all safety precautions to be taken to help stop the spread of the virus. The check stops will be in place until further notice. An investigation is underway after the death of a female inmate at the Pine Grove Correctional Center. Officials say the woman was found unresponsive in a cell around 7 o'clock Wednesday evening. Prince Albert police are now investigating. The Ministry of Corrections and Policing is also conducting an internal investigation. This death is not related to COVID-19, although the cause of death and the woman's name have not been released. Another person in Saskatchewan has died from COVID-19, which brings the province's death toll to 18. Health officials say the patient was in their 90s and lived in the southern region. The province's updated numbers show 38 new infections. Of those, 23 are from multiple communal living settings. Premier Scott Moe has called on Hutterite communities to adjust their communal living lifestyle and work to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. And Canadians can now begin downloading a voluntary smartphone app meant to warn users that they've been near someone who does test positive for COVID-19. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau downloaded the COVID Alert app this morning. He says the more people who sign up to use it, the better it'll be able to trace and help slow the spread of the virus.
The app will let you know if you've been in contact with someone who has the app and has tested positive for COVID-19. If that's the case, it will then encourage you to call your provincial health services for guidance on what to do.
Trudeau says right now the app is currently linked to only the Ontario health system, but anyone in Canada can begin using it, and more provinces will soon be signing on. The economy grew by 4.5% in May as businesses began to reopen after the lockdowns of March and April.
That 4.5% figure blew past economists' estimates for 3.5% growth in gross domestic product for May. Statistics Canada recorded rebounds across multiple industries with the easing of COVID-19 restrictions, including retail trade. It registered a 16.4% bump to mark its largest monthly increase since comparable readings began back in 1961. In a flash estimate for June, StatsCan says the economy continued to grow at a rate of 5%. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
Air Canada is reporting a $1.75 billion loss in the latest quarter. Revenues fell 89% because of the grounding of most flights during the pandemic. The airline did manage to cut spending by reducing management and frontline workers. It also permanently retired 79 aircraft, which is more than 30% of its overall fleet. And some domestic routes were eliminated, cutting capacity by about 92%. A university located in BC's wildfire country will receive federal government funding to research ways to predict, prevent, and respond to fires. Forest Minister Doug Donaldson says Thompson Rivers University in Kamloops will lead new research using the $5 million.
There could be more research into new tools to be used in fighting the kind of fires that we have seen in 2017 and 2018 when some of the more traditional methods couldn't be used. The fires had such an intense head on them that it was hard to often deal with them in a containment way.
BC's interior was hit by two consecutive record-breaking wildfire seasons that forced community evacuations and destroyed homes. There's been another delay in the bail hearing for the man accused of ramming his truck through a gate at Rideau Hall. The suspect from Manitoba was arrested on July 2nd. He faces 21 weapons charges and one count of threatening the prime minister. There was a brief court appearance in Ottawa today, but the case was put over until August 21st.